Unit 20. Inventing the talkie.
During the earliest era of cinema, from the 1880s to the 1920s, films were silent. During the earliest era of cinema, from the 1880s to the 1920s, films were silent. Films were also enhanced by live music, from a full orchestra in the case of major screenings to a single pianist or guitarist in small-town theaters. And an announcer was sometimes employed to narrate the story when needed. Films were also enhanced by live music, from a full orchestra in the case of major screenings to a single pianist or guitarist in small-town theaters. And an announcer was sometimes employed to narrate the story when needed. Though the notion of silent film may seem limited from a modern perspective, filmmakers developed a unique aesthetic, and audiences were generally satisfied with the medium. Though the notion of silent film may seem limited from a modern perspective, filmmakers developed a unique aesthetic, and audiences were generally satisfied with the medium. However, it was very difficult to ensure that the timing of the sound exactly matched what was being seen on the screen. However, it was very difficult to ensure that the timing of the sound exactly matched what was being seen on the screen. Amplification was another limiting factor. For the technology to project recorded sound in large theaters with sufficient quality and volume simply did not exist. Amplification was another limiting factor. For the technology to project recorded sound in large theaters with sufficient quality and volume simply did not exist. It was based on the company's prior invention of the kinetoscope, a cabinet-shaped device permitting single-person viewing of short films. It was based on the company's prior invention of the kinetoscope, a cabinet-shaped device permitting single-person viewing of short films. On the other hand, the fact that the kinetophone had only to accommodate a single viewer meant amplification was not a hindrance. On the other hand, the fact that the kinetophone had only to accommodate a single viewer meant amplification was not a hindrance. Unfortunately, this was also what led to the machine's abandonment, for by the turn of the century, filmmakers were coming to the realization that cinema was only marketable as a public offering. Unfortunately, this was also what led to the machine's abandonment, for by the turn of the century, filmmakers were coming to the realization that cinema was only marketable as a public offering. This ensured that, as long as sound and picture were correctly synchronized at the start of recording, they would remain in step throughout the film. This ensured that, as long as sound and picture were correctly synchronized at the start of recording, they would remain in step throughout the film. Despite the advances made possible by Phonofilm, it took the 1927 release of The Jazz Singer, the first feature-length film to implement synchronized speech in addition to musical soundtracks, for the talking picture, or talkie, to become a commercial success. Despite the advances made possible by Phonofilm, it took the 1927 release of The Jazz Singer, the first feature-length film to implement synchronized speech in addition to musical soundtracks, for the talking picture, or talkie, to become a commercial success.